So the next talk is, are the progressive apps ready to take over the world? I will show some examples from my little app. I'm Jarek Lipski. Well, I have a little company together with a person. Louder. Okay. Maybe I can put it closer. Okay, so my name is Jarek Lipski. I live in Paris. I'm from Poland. I currently have a little company. We develop progressive web apps. That's our specialty, but we do other things too. So, first question for you. What are the progressive web apps? Who knows what are progressive web apps?
Just service orchestra.
A bit more than that, but yeah, good point. Okay, and who is actually developing progressive web apps? Okay, oh, quite a few people. Okay, interesting. So yeah, so there are actually many definitions of progressive web apps. I chose just a random one. It's a set of technologies, and it's a bit blurred. The lines are not completely clear. This is just an addition to a web app. It's a progressive enhancement. The typical stuff that when we think about progressive web apps are, for example, that they are available offline, they load fast, they use HTTPS always, they are responsive. I will talk about this later. You can install them, you can launch them from your home screen, from your mobile device, and other things. And push notifications, I will not talk about this. Okay, so now a little demo. Before the demo, okay, I didn't want to share that. I have a question. Another question for you. Who is using a FOSDEM mobile app here? All right, almost everyone. Great. And who used this one? Who used this Sojourner? Okay, a couple of people. Great. Thank you. So now I would like to invite you, actually, if you want, of course, to visit this link at the bottom, HTTP's Sojourner Rocks. If you have a minute, right, and take a look. And at the end of the talk, I will ask you for some feedback, if you can. I mean, if you are interested, I will be talking. I will not be standing waiting here, right? I will continue. But yeah, if you want to play with it, I will be very happy. And I can talk with you later. It's open source. It's a little app